Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. It's our 263rd episode. I really do appreciate you listening. First off, I want to say I hope you are safe and well and you are doing everything you can to take care of yourself and your family during our COVID-19 pandemic that's going around. So I know that there's a lot of us who are dealing with isolating ourselves and dealing with the impact of all of this, but I hope you are doing what you need to do to take care of you and your family. Make sure you stay safe out there. I think above everything that we're working on and dealing with, making sure that we take care of each other and take care of the community, I think it should be our central focus. So I hope you are taking the steps to do that. I've had a number of people reach out and talk to me about some of the things they're working on and projects they're working on. So hopefully during this time, you're able to use your creativity and use your energy around your creativity to kind of recharge your battery, because I know there's going to be a lot of fear and angst out there. And sometimes just giving ourselves time to meditate or focusing on our creative practice can give us some energy and just help us get through the day. So I hope you're taking some time to focus in on some of your creativity and give yourself time to recharge your batteries, because I know that can be hard. This week's podcast, I wanted to talk about recognizing turning points and at a point in which we're working when something fundamentally shifts in our approach to our photography. And I think one of the important things is to recognize that we make these turning points and sometimes we don't do what I think is the most important part of the turning point, which is to, you know, celebrate the fact that we've made that change, that we've made that transition, that something has fundamentally shifted in who we are and the approach we're doing. Now, for some of us, it might be as simple as just something technical, like maybe we finally get a point where we understand something in our editing on Photoshop or in Lightroom or Capture One, or we maybe get a camera setting that we really have struggled to kind of get our head around, or there's something with hyperfocal or whatever you're working on, where you finally get an understanding of, wow, I actually get this. I actually understand what this is about. I understand how this process works with what I'm attempting to do. And I think moving forward from that is great, but I think it's important that we acknowledge that turning point happened. Just like in our own kind of creative process, our artistic vision, recognizing the point at which we all of a sudden make photographs that are meaningful to us or significant or say what we wanted to say, versus being more than just, you know, a pretty picture or a capture or a replication of something else we've seen. There's a point at which we recognize and see that there's something different in the work. And the reason I think it's important to recognize those turning points and to celebrate those turning points is a couple of fold. One, we've worked hard to get things learned and to try things and to develop. And oftentimes it can seem sort of egotistical to pat ourselves on the back for the work we've done. But it's hard to get a really good photograph sometimes. It's hard to learn some of these skills. It's hard to process and figure these things out. And by taking a moment to celebrate the fact that something has fundamentally changed in our approach, to the positive or the negative, I think is important, because it recognizes that we are growing and changing and maturing as photographers. Another thing that I think is important about that is it allows us to recognize that we have changed and grown, and what matters to us as artists has changed and grown. So by recognizing that we have strayed from the original path we were on and moved in a new direction is something that shows that we are maturing and we are developing and growing. And at the same time, I think one of the other things that's interesting about that is when we acknowledge these turning points and when we celebrate them, it allows us to be empowered with the work we want to do moving forward. Because oftentimes we start off as one type of photographer. Maybe you were inspired by a certain landscape photographer or fashion photographer, and you went out and you started shooting images like that because that's what you thought you were interested in. Well, that might have been the photographs you were attracted to. That might be the photographs you like looking at, but it's not the kind of work you wanted to create. Maybe you're a mixed media photographer, or maybe you love portraiture, but you end up shooting a lot of macro work for flowers or whatever you end up doing. The transition and the recognition of you becoming something different than you were is important, because if we don't recognize those turning points, we can end up committing the same mistake over and over again. And by mistake, what I mean is we commit the same path over and over again. Each of our journeys and each of our paths are unique, and they're not a straight line. There's oftentimes deviations in the past where we reach certain points where we have to make an acknowledgement to say, oh, I could go left, or I could go right here, or I can continue straight. Or maybe we hit a five-way intersection and there's five directions to go. And by acknowledging where we've been and recognizing that we're going to make a shift in the path allows us to, one, accept that change, to celebrate the empowerment that that change is giving us. And it also allows us to own that decision. It allows us to say, I'm going to make this decision as a photographer. I'm going to move in this new direction. I'm going to try this new level of experimentation. I'm going to try to create something I haven't created before. I'm going to try to be something that I know I can be, even though I'm not sure how I'm going to get there. And I think so much of what we struggle with sometimes is we make these subtle adjustments and we make these subtle shifts, and we don't recognize that every one of those little subtle changes are steps in our evolution. They're steps in the path we're on. And sometimes we may go in a circle and we may end up back on the same path again, over and over again. But every one of those little nuanced changes, every one of those little subtle steps makes such a difference in how we approach what we do that we will start to see changes over time. I think one of the biggest mistakes photographers make is they don't accept this change. They don't accept the fact that things are changing and turning in their work. They're hitting these points, and rather than accept that things are going to be different, they try to continue on with the exact same process they've been doing. And what that happens with that is we end up with very stale, stagnant work. And so for years, you create work that you're no longer passionate about, you're no longer excited about, you no longer feel pushes the bounds of your creativity. You're just in pursuit of technical perfection. You're in pursuit of some level of perfection that's unattainable because you're not ever going to get the vision of what you imagined because you're not accepting and celebrating these magical moments. As an example, in my own work, I had struggled for years because portraiture and shooting people was not something I thought I would enjoy doing or want to do. And while it's not at the core of my photography, much of the work I had been doing had been very portraiture-like. And so the things I had photographed, it was still composed and set up as if it were a portrait. And by acknowledging that I actually have an interest in portrait photography, and by accepting that as a turning point, where as I approach all of my work now, I think about the nature of the subject as portraiture. That subtle turning point made a huge difference. And so while it may sound a little woo-woo, whether I'm photographing a rock, a tree, or a person, that conversation you have to build rapport, the approach you would take, when you think about lighting, when you think about composition, when you think about framing and the story of your interaction with a person, I now take that same conversation and that same concept into everything else I photograph. And so it's a fundamental shift in my own psychology as I approach the photograph that changes the nature of what I'm photographing from just the object to the relationship between myself and that object. Because to photograph people in a meaningful way, I had to build rapport with those people. I had to have conversations with them. I had to talk to them. I had to get them to relax in front of the camera. I had to get me to relax behind the camera. That same process is what was so different for me in my other work. So by acknowledging that I hit this point where I recognize the importance of building that type of relationship from me behind the camera to the subject in front of the camera was a significant point. That subtle change is what's allowed me to start to get my own sensibility of what I think my photography is about and who I am as a photographer. And it becomes the weight by which I judge my own work and the success of my work. If I had chosen to not recognize that point and that turn in evolution in my work, I would have continued to struggle making photographs of things rather than my relationship to those things. And while subtle, I believe it to be significant in my work, and it's the thing that I believe makes some of my work significant. So when we talk about the nature of significant photography, one, you have to figure out what you think significant means, and then are you actually getting that significance into your work? So in this case, that's a spot for me where I found I had this evolutionary shift and turning point. I'm sure there are hundreds and hundreds of other small turning points in my career and in my photography, whether it be learning a technique in Photoshop, maybe it was learning a certain lighting technique that were small and technical in nature, but opened up doors and pathways that I hadn't considered before. So as you start to look at your own photography, if you start to look back at the things and the way you approach your work, the decisions you've made, every one of those decisions, large and small, to do something, to not do something, were points in your career, points in your path, points in your creativity that have shifted and altered you because you've made decisions off of those. And while it's easy sometimes to look back and regret maybe things we didn't do, celebrating the benefit of the things we did do, I think, can make a huge shift in your approach to your work moving forward. Because creativity shouldn't be born out of angst. It should be born out of the experiences we have and the joy we have. And while there may be angst and pain that drives some of the imagery we create, it is the celebration of our ability to share that work that becomes important. So no matter where you are in your process, no matter where you are in your path, I think it's important to acknowledge what you have done. The other piece is, I got a piece of advice a number of years ago, and to this day, I can't remember who said it to me. But if you're banging your head against a wall and you're going forward and nothing seems to be different, you just keep hitting the same wall over and over again, sometimes all you have to do is turn left or turn right or turn around and you get unstuck. So rather than continually banging your head against the wall over and over again, recognize that sometimes when we hit a wall, that's the point at which we have to turn, literally have to turn a different direction to get ourselves unstuck. And so recognizing that we're stuck is another piece about recognizing the turning point. Because sometimes we have to get stuck in order for us to figure out how to get unstuck to move forward. If we don't recognize that we're stuck, we just repeat over and over and over again, never satisfied with what we're actually doing. But as soon as we acknowledge, as soon as we accept the fact that something is different, something has responded within us that has us no longer want to beat our head against the wall, we can make that turn left or right or around and start to move again. And a lot of times it just takes a little bit of movement to re-engage the wheels of creativity, the grease and the lubricant of creativity so that we get to move forward. So I hope whatever you think of as these moments, these seminal moments in your career, and I would sit down and not even career, just in your artistic path, sit down and think about what are those, when have those happened, and celebrate those. You know, give yourself a pat on the back for that work. And also, if you're feeling stuck and frustrated, maybe just make a fundamental shift left or right. Doesn't matter what the change is, but get yourself unstuck so maybe you can start to see some clarity that would come from that. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you are safe. I hope you continue to take care of you and your family and make sure that you all stay safe during this time. Focus in on your creativity in these coming weeks. That will continue to hopefully provide you some hope, a relief, an outlet for you to find a sense of peace given all the angst that's going on. So hopefully you can do that. And I know for some of you, this might be an opportunity in your creativity to go pick up some of those projects you haven't considered in a while because you haven't had the time for that. Maybe this is the time to actually focus in on those and get the benefit of the creative experience, getting to work on something you haven't had the time for. And maybe that can help you find your sense of peace in a turbulent time. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. I know you've got a lot of things going on in your plate, so the fact that you took a few minutes out to listen to the podcast means a lot to me. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next time.